Great to have your company. My name is Andrew Miyuki and this is Never Heard That. For today's show, we're going to be listening to the track Water by Icelandic band The Sugar Cubes from their 1989 album Here Today, Tomorrow, Next Week. I touched on the career of The Sugar Cubes for an earlier Never Heard That, which focused on a solo track by vocalist Björk. There is no question that The Sugar Cubes had a successful career in their own right, even though they were only together as a unit from 1986 to 1992. Björk certainly went on in her own right and maintains to this day a very powerful solo career. I want to steal a paragraph from a Rolling Stone interview with the band from 1988. I think that it sums up the Sugar Cubes to perfection. In trying to describe the band and perhaps their influences, the interviewer states, "But while you have heard the bits and pieces before, you have never heard it all like this. Because the Sugar Cubes make music that is very much like Iceland itself. A collision of extremes that can be at once forbidding and mysteriously compelling." By all accounts, it was the punk and post-punk explosion of music in the UK in the late 70s and early 80s which broke through to Iceland for the first time and influenced a generation of new musicians. The Sugar Cubes were made from fragments of this earlier movement and arguably are the band that single-handedly created the next Icelandic movement. Their debut studio album, 1988's Life's Too Good, and the singles Birthday, Cold Sweat and Deuce were a massive success internationally, garnering great reviews and a huge fan base. It is credited as the first Icelandic album to have a worldwide impact and is considered a definite influence on all subsequent Icelandic popular music. They attracted some big names like David Bowie and Iggy Pop to their live performances and even played Birthday on a live performance on Saturday Night Live in 1988. Second album, Here Today, Tomorrow, Next Week, which contains today's feature track, did not fare quite so well as their debut. A particular criticism was the additional vocals provided by band member Einar throughout the tracks. Those particular vocals were definitely erratic and somewhat distracting, but the band was still able to gain good ground and the singles Regina and Planet were well regarded. Third and final album, 1992's Stick Around for Joy, was notably better received, and they had their biggest seller and highest chart placing for their first single, Hit. Hit made it to the top of the US modern rock charts. For me, when the Sugar Cubes hit their mark, I felt they were completely original and represented undiluted happiness. They were a real one-off. I think that this track is a really good example of that. Here is Water by Icelandic band The Sugar Cubes from their 1989 album Here Today, Tomorrow, Next Week.